relax without considering anything. Actually, he wants to show his love to his devotees. All the water is very poisonous water. And other snakes, many snakes, not only Kalyas, Kalyas family, many snakes living within the lake. But still Krishna is showing his godless mercy towards Kalyas and showing, also want to show his affection and love for the devotees. He sent her there. With his hand, with his arm, through his hand, he is clapping, I can say, creating different musical sounds within the water. He enjoys. Want to enjoy there. Something is very dangerous, like material world is very dangerous for us. Material field is also dangerous for us. Anytime, anything mentions, anything may happen. But for Krishna, everything is everywhere. I can play everywhere. I can do. How can you say? Like blissfulness. This is Krishna's nature. Antarhade bhujaga bhoga pari tamara Krishna niriya upalabhya jalasayante gopasya mooda disana parito pasuscham sakarnata paramakalma samapuartam. Now Sukadeva Goswami, diverting his attention towards Gopas, towards the coward wise friends of Krishna. He diverting his attention, he wants to represent the mood of coward wise, how they are so attached to Krishna. We are feeling lamentation when we are losing something, when something happened within our relationship. But you see, the gopas, they are just tending cows, the friends, coward boys. They are tending cows with Krishna. Their mother is different. But they have so much affection for the Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami mentioning. This verse, we are reading 9. Tam prakhyaniya sukumar anabhadatam srivascha pitavasanam siddhasundara kridantam apratibhayam kamalodarangri sandasya marma surusa bhujayachachata. Kalya saw that Sri Krishna, who wear yellow silken garments, was very delicate. His attractive body shining like a glowing white cloud, with just bearing a mark of srivascha. His face smiling beautifully and his feet resembling the oars of lotus flower. The Lord was playing fearlessly in the water. Despite his wonderful appearance, the envious Kalyo furiously beat him on the chest and then completely enveloped him in his coils. Oh, this is the Krishna presenting as Sukadeva Goswami, presenting this thing in front of Bhagavad Maharaj. And Bhagavad Maharaj, so, he feels so sorrow just by hearing all these things. He was lamenting because he is Ishta, I mean, he is worshipful guru, deity. Worshipful Lord is Krishna. From mother's womb, he had all these realizations, how Krishna is merciful. Now, this thing is Sukadeva Goswami narrating these things. Krishna is so beautiful. Yeah, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's deities, Krishna's place, everything is so beautiful. But for an envious person, he can't realize anything. This is the proof. Sukadeva Goswami, you see, why is Sukadeva Goswami narrating Krishna's beauty? Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form, such a nice form. Although he was entering inside the Kalyan lake. And he was just swimming there and throw the hands and bump, creating different musical sounds. Such nice part. Sukadeva Goswami meditating. This Kalyan, this is meditation called meditation. Krishna was swimming like that. Shyama. Kaliya saw Sri Krishna who was yellow silken garments, you know, and he was very delicate. Attractive body shining like a glowing white cloud. Attractive body. Like white cloud. Kaliya saw, although Kaliya is remarking very, again, that I scrutinize, just watching Krishna's power. What can it release? Can it release? Releasement is different. Like according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siddhanta, to see Krishna is different. But devotion, to get real darshan, through devotion is different. Like also, they have chance to see Krishna also. Many sandal persons, they have chance to see Lord, but they cannot release anything. Without devotion, you can release anything. Spiritual things. Materially you can do something. Through devotion, we can achieve something in spiritual life. Through devotion. But Kali is envious. Envious. And you know, this opposite quality, you can say the opposite quality, one side is devotion, another side is enviousness. The opposite quality. If you are envious to someone, you cannot drown, you cannot enter deep purpose. Because your consciousness, it is polluted life, where you are envious to someone. Therefore, Bhagavatam, who are qualified to enter into Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, Dharma Pajjita Paitavatra, Paramanir, Mascharanam Sita. You must be a sankhi person, you must be a devotee, and what sort of devotees? Paramanir, Mascharanam Sita. You should not invest to anyone. This is past qualifications. This enviousness. If you have lust, you have greed, you have anger, you have delusion, pride, still you can cultivate Krishna consciousness, there is hope. But if you are always envious to others, you can enter to Bhakti Yoga. You can first just throw out from your heart. I don't want to follow all these bad qualities, especially you can other things, weakness, lust, anger, greed, this okay. By sadhana, by advancing in our spiritual life, we may give up. But enviousness means, you know, sometimes there is no entry. Sometimes you can see within the ways, sometimes in the airport, in different offices, no entry, they are saying, no entry. That means for the general person, this area is banned. Actually, if you are an envious person, who is envious to others, no entry. For in Bhakti Yoga, no entry for you. Cannot enter. Therefore, as you told, analytically, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning all these things. This is analytical. How Putana is representing something. Analytically saying. Anarthas. Representing different, different demons. Representing different anarthas. Parputana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning, Putana represents the fact guru who teaches bhakti and mukti. Putana represents. Bhakti means want to enjoy something. Always inspiring disciple, I just earn money and enjoy what is this life. Fake guru, false guru. Just always engaging disciples for bhakti, material enjoyment and mukti. And material enjoyment and liberation, devotee attached to bhakti and mukti are like putanas. You need a devotee, but he attached to Mukti and Mukti. Being merciful to a pure devotee, Krishna as a baby kill Buddha and protect the devotee newly appearing affection for him. Be merciful to the pure devotees. Krishna as a baby killed the putana to protect the devotees. Newly appearing affection for him. Like analytically, just describe. Like Krishna appeared, new baby and killing putana. And similarly, for pure devotees, Krishna appeared and killing all these liberations, mental enjoyment. It is the present like false guru. Okay. The cut represents the load produced by the old and recent acquired bad habits. So katasura. Bulakatan. You know Krishna? Through his tongue, through his leg, just push. This is called sakat, cut. Bulakat. The cut represent the load produced by the old and recently acquired bad habits. You understand? No. Like putana represents false guru. This cart represents, like cart within the bullock cart, there is some loads. Some loads are there. And what are that loads? Present and past habits, bad habits. Bad habits, bodily attachment, bad habits. By laxity and by pride. What is laxity? L-A-X-I-T-Y. Laxity. L-A-X-I-T-Y. I don't know how the English was. Laxity. Yeah. Laziness or something like that.
Easy going, and pride. All these are honorable, what you are talking about.
Bad habits with all these things. The mood created by thinking of baby Krishna break the cut and remove the saving for pure devotees. The mood created by thinking of baby Krishna break the cut. When this mood coming, pride mood and easy going mood is coming, all bad habits are there to protect us. Krishna as a baby, just pains. All these are one of us. The Fungi wind demon, The Fungi wind demons represent pride in being learned. Knowledge, being knowledge, I am a learned person. It represents, it is another. And consequently, use a faulty argument and dry logic. Who is presenting? The wind demons represent the pride in being learned and consequently use the faulty argument and trilogy. And the quest of liberation and association with such people. So these include all type of atheistic believing in material casuality, atheistic mentality. Atheism, yes. Repressive. Yeah, dry arguments, logics, so many from different angles. Even you see, Acharya is already, like we were discussing, our intelligence is just Krishna's, especially when you are coming, you can use your intelligence in. You can show something magically or technically or materially or advanced, you are showing something through your intelligence. But actually in Krishna consciousness, our intelligence is only for one purpose. How to follow Sadhu and Guru. More you follow Sadhu and Guru, more you become perfect. You don't think we can cultivate something, we can again say like scientists, they are discovering some things. They are always in under process, like researching some things. In our field, no research is required because all experienced Krishna's person associates, they already research everything. Only we have to obey, only we have to follow us. And admit, just follow. And put our blessing there. These are procedures. But very difficult. We have this mentality like this. Will win demons represent the pride is being learned and consumingly use the quality argument and trilogy. I am a learned person. I am presenting trilogy, quality arguments. The quest of the liberation and association with such people, this include all type of atheistic believing in material casuality, being merciful and seeing the affection for the devotee to him, baby Krishna, kill the will win and remove the obstacle to worship. When this earth is coming, Krishna as a baby, just kicking out, killing these demons. Pride stemming from intoxication with wealth, which breeds violence, illicit sex, and addiction to wine, and finally, lose speaking and shameless brutality. What is brutality? I don't know. Brutality. Brutality. Brutality means.
Merciless.
Shameless and brutality to other living beings is presented by the Chapala Arjuna tree. And Krishna, being merciful, removed this sin in breaking the Chapala Arjuna trees. Chapala Arjuna, these two trees. Kachins. Before they are Kubesa. They are representing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur representing different Aravatas. Pride stemming from intoxication with wealth. When you have wealth, this pride comes. Mada, Dhanavada, Jnanamada, Channamada. When you have money, you develop some pride. When you have knowledge, you develop some pride. When you have followers, you develop some pride. When you have post, you are developing pride. Position, post-position, everything. And with great violence, illicit sex and addiction to wine, and finally losing speaking and shameless brutality to other living beings. Brutality to other living beings. No mercifulness, cruel nature. This is not utter good to other living entities. You are speaking with very harsh word, cruel nature. Wow, this is anartha. This is anartha. And Krishna wants to just purify a devotee from this anarthas. Then Raja baby. And these two trees, Jamala Arjuna trees, representing all these anarthas. And being controlled by greed and the simple activities caused by it are presented by Vachhasura, by Krishna's mercy, this quality. Thank you. Vachhasura, you know, the calf. The demon comes as a calf. Vachhasura. You don't know Vachhasura. Vachhasura. Like Dhanukasura. Like Dhanukasura. Yeah, Vachhasura. Yeah. Being controlled by greed and the simple activities caused by it are represented by Vachhasura. By Krishna's mercy, this quality is accused. This is representing these things. Controlled by greed and simple activities. False dealing due to deceit and cheating are present by Bakasura. Bakasura, this demon came in what does it mean? I don't know. False dealing due to deceit. What?
Cheating.
Cheating. No, deceit and cheating. He's saying, I don't know.
Lying.
Like playing in a different way. Yeah. And cheating are presented by Vakas. Actually, this is cheating. Krem. Vakas. These are anarthas.
Yeah.
These are not at all good. You see, all these are anarthas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur medicining, analytic idea, you see. So that's a very cruel, harsh word, no affection, no love for others, no kindness, and simple. There are a couple of simple activities. And uncontrolled. I am controlled by greed and other anarthas like Jamalarjuna, addicted with wine, wives, woman. Yes, and also biologic, like atheistic mentalities. Everything is a sky. False stealing, deceit and cheating are present by Vakasur. Without emanating this, pure bhakti does not appear. Yes. Pure bhakti do not appear. Because you are cheating and playing a duplicitous role. Actually, this is meaning duplicitous role. It looks like devotee, everyone giving respect, but inside you know who you are. You know who you are, but you are not presenting these things. You are presenting in a different form. I am devotee. And Krishna, what to finish this anarth? The simple mentality to do violence to others presented by Aghasva. The simple mentality to do violence to others. This is most simple. To create problems for others, problems. Giving body pain, mental torture. This is violence. Who? Aghasur. Who? Came in form of a python, big snake. Python. The simple mentality to violence to others. Yes. Represented by Aghasur. This is simple, Vyasadeva mentioning. This is in Puran. What are the most simple activities? Most dangerous simple activities for a human being? What is that? To giving troubles to others. Spurs is there. Vyasasya vachanam dayam. See, among all the Vedic literatures, because all the Vedic literatures written by Vyasadeva, and the essence of all Vedic literature, two sentences. Paropukaraya swargaya papaya parapriyana. Itihasa puranesu. Vyasasya vachanam dayam. Among all history, all Puranas, actually two points, it's very important. What is that? First one, Paropakara is Swarga. If you want to help others, if you have desire to help others, you can achieve heaven. That is real heaven. When you are helping others. And what are the most sinful activities, most dangerous activities, most abominable activities? Papaya Parapidana. Papaya Parapidana, that is real simple activity. When you are always giving troubles to others. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning Amara Jivana Sudha Papa. Why is mentioning? Parera Udhubeka Diyachi Yadutta Diyachi for a workplace. I am giving. My life is such an abominable life. Such palena. I am always creating troubles for others. And this is actually simple. Most sinful activities. Very human. You understand, when you are eating flesh or meat, you are killing an animal for once. But when you are creating problem for other, this person is suffering for whole life. Always you give it trouble, always creating problems. Whole life is just lamenting and thinking. Worshipful activities. There is a saying in Oriya, especially in India, if you have no power to make someone happy, then why are you creating such a situation someone will become unhappy? If you don't have power to make someone happy, then why are you creating such a situation? So it makes others unhappy. And another thing, if you have no power by your activities, by your dealings, someone is not smiling. Then why are you creating such a situation? He is crying. Tear is coming. You are the cause. Why are you creating such a situation? This is most simple activities. This is most simple activities. And it represents Bakasura. Simple mentality to do violence to others is present, represented by Bakasura. Bakasura is just like cheaters. False. Yeah. Cheating. And Aghasur, Python, representing these things. And skepticism, due to practice. What is skepticism? Doubt. Negative mentality, like doubtful mentality, duality, like that. Skepticism due to practicing jhana and karma are discredited for the sweetness of Krishna from the attachment of the Lord. Majesty aspects are present by Brahma when he put into illusion by Krishna. Even when Brahma performed this lila, and he said, if this arth is coming, then by cultivating jhana and karma. When you are more attached to karma kandas, pious activities, and can cultivating grand knowledge, skepticism can. And disregard the sweetness of Krishna from the attachment to Lord's majestic aspects. The natural skepticism come by cultivating karma and jnana. You cannot, like Brahma. He is unable to release the sweetness. How Krishna is just playing with the friends. Krishna, you are joking, you are laughing, they are sharing their foods each other. It's such a nice part, beautiful part. Krishna showing his part, but still he is not releasing. Because skepticism, due to karma and jnana, sweetness of Lord, you can release the sweetness of Lord. Sweetness of Krishna from attachment to the Lord's majestic aspects. Currently. Brahma is in prison. Okay. Complete ignorance of spiritual truth originating from the material intelligence, lack of spiritual intuition and foolishness, which is contrary to spiritual knowledge, is present by Dhenukasura, and complete ignorance of spiritual truth. Ignorance of spiritual truth. Sometimes, although you are devotees, unless you hear the tattvas, from tattva with acharyas, gurus, then it is difficult to know the spiritual truth. Although you are in spiritual path, but for us it is very difficult to accept the spiritual truth. Spiritual truth. Like I am going to say, the spiritual truth is something like unpalatable. We don't like. Yeah. Okay, you have to give up your attachment and your attraction towards your family members, towards your son, towards your daughter. When you say these things, it looks like unpalatable. But this is spiritual truth. The proper attachment towards Guru and Krishna is spiritual truth, but very difficult to digest. Very difficult to digest. And therefore, it is presenting complete ignorance of spiritual truth, originating from material intelligence, lack of spiritual intuitions and foolishness. Spiritual. Lack of spiritual intuitions. Yeah. And foolishness. Which is contrary to spiritual knowledge is present by the master. Pride, deceit, harming other, cruelty present by Kaliya must be given up by the devotee. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. What are the points? Pride, deceit means cheating, and harming others, always creating problems for others. So, and cruelty, no kindness. And present by Kali must be given up by the devotees. Must be given up by the devotees. You see, before Krishna killed everyone. But here Kali, Krishna never only punished Krishna. Krishna only punished Kali. But now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, you have to give up these things. Others, Krishna. Krishna is just kicking out. Krishna has devotees. Now, he is presenting like that. Pride, deceit, harming others, cruelty present by Kaliya must be given up by devotees. All these are common things, you have to give up. Any type of conflict such as argument, disagreement with other sampradayas, criticized to demigods, fighting are presented by the forest fire. You know, after Kaliya Lila, another demon came. All Brajavasis, cows, they don't want to eat in that day because it was too late. And all are hungry, even cows are there. They don't drink milk from the cows because they thought, oh, Kaliya was there, maybe poisonous effect is within the milk. They were all fast, all night. And they don't want to read them actually. Nanda Maharaj understood it. Why? Because everyone, when they saw Krishna, just went up from this lake and wearing so nice dress, nice ornament presented by the wives of Kaliyas. Everyone wants to see Krishna. Their whole life they want to see Krishna. They want to stay with Krishna. Nanda Maharaj understood. Therefore, said, better, we should not stay nearby this lake. And Viswanathaswami Thakur mentioning, actually, all these Kauravas, Gopas, they decide, okay, because although Krishna ordered Kaliya to leave Vrindavan, maybe Kaliya, he may be returned again. So, if Kaliya will return with our sticks, We will beat Kaliya so that he will not come again. We have to wait here. Because for many years Kaliya was living here. Kaliya, he had much some attachment to this place. May he return. We have to wait. And actually, inner world, they want to release Krishna's form that day. They want to see Krishna. This is the chance. Whole day they can see Krishna. A whole night they can see Krishna. When they are sleeping there, one of the friends of Kaliya, who was a demon, he remarked, oh, now this is a chance. Krishna is there, Balaram is there, Nanda is there, Yashoda is there, cows are there, cow boys are there. This is the chance. He came circulating the fire. Just putting fire. And this was like summer. Everywhere fire. And this is Avanartha mentioning. All types of conflict such as arguments, arguments, always arguments. They're like fire. When your argument is there, your heart is always in. Yeah, you are spread like fire. Argument means always you want, how can I defeat? I am right, he is wrong. This is argument mentality. Actually, argument mentality is not acting good. If someone have argument mentality, don't argue with him. And only you have to say, oh, you are a gyanik, you are a buddhi. I am pull number one. Please bless me. But argument would not happen. Always arguing, why this is not happening, why this is not happening. Accepting something, clarifying doubt is different. Argument is different. Argument means I am right, what I am saying you have to accept. Clarifying doubt, asking question is different. We are asking question to Vaishnava sadhus to clarify our doubt. Argument is different. Argument means you don't know, I know very well. And to defeat his idea, to defeat his vision, his intelligence, we are trying these things. This is not adulthood. Any type of conflict such as argument, disagreement with other sampradayas, even other sampradayas. When we are always disagreement, they are following their works, their jobs. They are following their, according to their sukrutis, they come to sense sampradayas, they are following their acharyas. So why you are always criticizing you? This sampradaya doing like that, this sampradaya. When we are criticizing a business is there, when a creativity is, he just criticizing so much. And business is there. He want to glorify Krishna. But when we are preaching, we are envious. Oh, this, we don't like this one. Envious, we are preaching. But a pure devotee, he want to establish siddhantas and to give pleasure to Krishna. He want to give pleasure to Krishna. To glorify Krishna. He is not envious. You know, when he was preaching, because he is pure, he has some attachment towards Krishna, he want to save so many conditioned souls by preaching siddhantas. Otherwise, they miscarried. They miscarried. To save them. Now, all preaching, therefore, Bhaktivedanta is warning us. Any sort of argument, disagreement with the other sampradayas, and criticizing to demigods, and are presented by the forest fire. This forest fire, it represents, this is the anarthas. Okay. The Prabhupada represents the lust of woman. Lust for woman. Prabhupada represents lust for woman, greed, desire for worship and position. These must also be given up. Prabhupada represents lust for woman and also greed. Desire for worship and position. Name, fame, position. This is the Brahmastra. The forest fire which Krishna swallowed and present the obstacle that atheist created against Dharma and preachers of Dharma. You know the forest fire? And another case when Krishna, the standing cows, two times Krishna swallows. Two times. Here, after Kalya Lila, he just said, when all cowed boys pray to Krishna, Krishna will save us. We know you are only protector, that is Krishna. He said, okay. And he just said, all the first fires. And another instance, when they are tending cows, they went, in summer they went to dense forest, and where there is forest fire. And cows, they are great to sound, there is no other way. To go out from the forest fire, and also threats are there. Then they are approaching Krishna, only you can save us. Krishna said, okay, close your eyes. Krishna said, close your eyes. So all friends close their eyes, then Krishna just said. And it represents The forest for which Krishna shall represent the obstacle that at least created against dharma and preachers of dharma. Atheist always creating so many problems. Those are preaching atheist people, those are non-believer, they are not devotees, they are always creating problems. And Krishna will protect you. Krishna will protect you because you are preaching for Krishna. Okay. The Brahman's Pratham Yajna represent indifferent to Krishna caused by the identity with Varnasrama or abjuration in Karmakanda. The Brahmans. They are performing Yajna. What is the anarthas? They are so attached to Karmakanda. Although Krishna was there, they never went to see Krishna. They never went to meet Krishna. They are so attached to Karmakanda. This is also anarthas. Okay. Worship of Indra signifies the worship of many gods or worship of self as God. Like, you know, Indra, well, when Indra just saw heavy rain and thunderbolt, and Krishna just convinced Rajavasis, special Nanda Maharaj is convinced. What worship? Indra. What Indra can do? Govardhan is supplying everything. Govardhan is supplying. Nature is giving everything. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura mentioning, worship of Indra signifies the worship of many gods or worship of self as God. You understand? Like some samadhi. Worshipping other demigods. His devotee is worshipping other demigods. That means you have other desire. You want to. And another point is this. Second anartha. By worshipping demigod, he is showing that I am a pious person. I am like a god. Most of the time, we are worshipping demigods to become great. So everyone should appreciate me. I am a nice devotee. I am a nice worshipper of Durga, of Kali. Actually, for them, people are in address. This is also one another. And Varuna, you know this Varuna? The demigod was within the water. He just took away Nanda Maharaj. Varuna symbolize the intoxicants. Some people mistakenly think that liquor will increase spiritual bliss. Such thinking must be given up. The snakes which attempt to sell on Nanda Maharaj represent Mayava and similar philosophy. You don't know one snake, you want to sell on Nanda Maharaj. Krishna said. And he saying, and the snake which attempt to sell Ananda Maharaj presented Mayavad and similar philosophy which try to sell off the real nature of bhakti. So Mayavad association must be happening. And Sankachuda symbolized the desire for fame and desire for honor. Sankachuda? Another demon. Sankachuda. He represents. Desire for woman and desire for fame. Bhaktivinoda Thakura mentioning up to Sankachuda. He mentioning all these demons actually representing anarthas. And those are sadhakas. Kaliya representing pride. And pride. We said, Yes.
Cruelty
in harming others. Cruelty. Oh. We have to give up voluntarily. Yes. Unless your heart becomes soft. Subtracted, like you see, fertile land, if you become fertile, you can just put nice seed, immediately it will go up. Even seed is nice, if land is not nice, not fertile, but what you can identify. Bhakti is like that. Bhakti is unvaluable seed. You cannot blame this procedure, no. If you have like less Sukrutis, you can put that. You cannot learn Bhakti Yoga. So sublime. Also people say, chanting holy name, taking prasadam, hearing Krishna. Such a valuable life. Even demigods, they are aspiring. But we don't have some such attraction. We are not developing some special attention. But due to other desires, less sukrutis. And our, like land is our hat. That's what I wrong. So if your heart is very simple and also you are very merciful to others, when you have no pride and we are helping others, we are merciful to others, then actually we are receiving mercy from Supersoul. We don't want to, we are thinking, oh, this person is very pleased with me. Huh? We are actually not pleasing someone. We are in Bhakti Yoga, like we are giving prasadam. We are giving prasadam to soul, not to body. Looks like other people they are feeding. They are distributing also. So food, but we are giving prasadam. Always our help is always based on soul. Kindness, charity, everything for soul. To other people also giving donations. They are giving donations to poors. For nobody. But our activity is based on soul. So when we are giving proper respect to others, we are not developing pride nature, cruelty nature. And always not seeing others in a lower vision. And they are nonsense. They don't know anything. Then you are presenting in your heart this anarthis there, like Kali, who is not releasing even after seeing Krishna. After seeing Krishna, is not releasing Krishna's power. You cannot release Krishna's name there. No. Krishna's Leela, Krishna cannot release. You can't. So therefore, Acharyas analytically, many times, want to help us. They want to help us. We don't know where is our Bhagavatas. We don't know where he is staying, how subtle was it small, and how to kick it out, and how to recognize it. It's very difficult for us. But Acharyas knows. Acharyas knows. Everything appears, spiritual things appear, their heart. They go to the medicine, all these things. So, when we are discussing, although Kaliya, his face is smiling beautifully, and his feet resembling the whirl of a lotus flower, the Lord was playing fearlessly in the water. Despite his wonderful appearance, the envious Kaliya furiously beat him on the chest and then completely enwrapped him with his coil. Yes. This is the nature of an envious person. And when pride, this cruelty, other things are there, enviousness nature is there, you can't release Krishna's name, Krishna's power. Very difficult. Very difficult. Although Kaliya saw personally Krishna, he is swimming so nicely, and Sukadeva Goswami, this is the, he is meditating on Krishna. Srivastava, I don't know, this. Brahman's footprint was there, Srivastava's footprint. And wearing so nice yellow garment, yellow dress, silk dress, and swimming. And it looks like cloud. Krishna's form is like, you know, new, like a new cloud. Just new cloud before rainy season. Rainy season not started yet, just is going on, like coming. Rainy season is coming. The beginning of the rainy season, the new cloud. If you look toward the sky, you can see the new cloud. In India, you can see it. In the red city. This is Krishna's part. Ghanasyam. Navaghanasyam. New. New cloud. Beginning of the rainy season. And what Kali was not releasing anything due to enviousness, pride. Yes. Like, we can say one thing. If the hole is straight, so much, hole is straight, so many, there is some hole, you understand, some hole is there, it is straight. Right. It is very straight, then easily you can allow some things inside. Easily. Very straight. But if this is a hole and it is bent, like here, left, and then again right, again left, and again right. Very difficult. Very difficult. You cannot. Can't go enter inside. Very difficult. When all these qualities, enviousness, cruelty, deceit, huh? Yes, pride, it make your heart like zigzag, you know, like rolls, you make it like zigzag path. Crooked. That means we are playing with Krishna. You understand? Now we are playing with Krishna. We know what is good. We know what is false. We know I am committing mistake. But we are not playing with Krishna. We are playing with Karmi. People, no problem. You are cheating them. You are showing your proudness. But once you become devotee, you cannot play with Krishna. Krishna knows our position. One day he will expose us. Kick us like Ali. Hey, go. You can understand. Just go. Just go to Ramana. You cannot stay here. You are not qualified to stay here now. Because you have all these natures. If your base nature is there, pride nature is there, cruel nature is there, you can't stay here now. You are not qualified to worship Krishna. Yes. So all these things. Bhakti Rodhakman said so nicely. Maybe tomorrow we will hear more. Jai Kaltara Shivan Bhagavatam.